to me. Whispering so no one can hear me. Each little whisper seems to cheer me. I know it's true, there's nobody but you. I'll whispering while you'll never leave me. Whispering while you'll never leave me. Whisper and say that you believe me. Whisper that I love you. Whisper that I love you.
Turn on the light. Don't lap it, it'll be alright. Pull me out another phone. I'll ring and see if your friends are home. Perhaps the strange ones in the dome can lend us a book we can read up alone and try. Get it on like once before. Where people stared and Cobain's eyes and scored. Crash course for the rails. It's a driving Saturday. Young, the foreman prayed at work. Neither hands nor limbs would burst. Tight enough to keep formation with this fallout saturation. Cursing at the astronaut who stands and still by his cabinet. He's crashing out with Sylvia. The bureau's applied for aging men. With snorting head he gazes to the shore. Once had rage to see the rage no more. Like the video film.
It's a
Al Petulis on background vocals.
That's it.
Patchouli.
Patchouli.
That's your new nickname, pal.
That's it, pal.
Okay. Well, at least I smell good.
Where's Patchouli? There's Patchouli. Hey, it's a Crash Course for the Ravers, 91.5 WMFO in Medford. I'm Brian Young.
I'm Marie Michelle.
Jimmy James.
Patchouli.
Fantastic.
Al Patchoulis.
Al Patchoulis.
Yes, here we bring you deep cuts, live tracks, lost classics, local rock, whatever you like. 617-627-3800. And we have Grand Evolution.
Grand Evolution is already here. One of the few bands that arrive early rather than late.
Cool. Well,
Fantastic for them.
We'll probably bring them on like half past the hour.
Yeah, sounds great.
All right.
Yeah, they're ready to go.
Well, I know they have nothing to do. They were here like an hour early.
Exactly, yeah. So. Even I stopped for a slice on my way in, you know? So,
right.
Yeah. He always stops.
Well, it's been a good week. I did a film shoot Sunday. I was in a movie called What's in a Fortune coming up.
Oh, I was supposed to be in that.
You got a part?
You didn't know.
No.
It's just an extra. But
extra, yeah.
You'll definitely see me.
Cool.
I have some striped bell bottoms on in the movie.
Can't
just
miss
like
them.
You just like see me in a couple party scenes, I guess, or a party scene.
Cool.
Yeah. What's in a Fortune? And then the guy, Roland K, I call him. I don't know yet. I'll bring his thing up and say his last.
You're going to try and pronounce
his last name with all the consonants.
It's got like 47 characters. You can't possibly do it.
12 syllables, forget it.
He's a cool guy, though. And he actually...
you actually counted the syllables? Seriously?
That's what I do.
I'm a
syllable counter.
That sounds like a good job.
It sounds like a Marvel Comics superhero.
Yeah.
That would be my superpower, if I was a superhero.
All right.
Well, what is it again? What's your superhero name?
I don't know.
Something girl? What did you just say?
Counting syllables, but I don't know.
Syllable girl.
Syllable girl.
Well, it sounds like a song.
She's a syllable girl.
Well, Roland,
anyways,
he said he wants me in his next movie, like, to be featured in it. So it does sound like I get a good part. Out of this little shoot I did Sunday, it looks like I got a good part
coming
up.
You'll get the lead role?
I don't think it's a lead role, but... The name he said it's something in the Three Jesuses. I think he said it was called Christ and the Three Jesuses.
Really?
And he wants me to be one of the Three Jesuses.
Really?
I think this is a rock band.
Don't cut that,
yeah. It's a rock band.
Do you
Christ
have sandals?
And the Three Jesuses.
As long as
I do,
he
I
does.
I wear sandals in the summer all the time.
Yeah.
You'll see. I'll be kicking them soon.
Yeah.
Boots and sandals. I haven't tied my shoes since I was 6.
As long as they kill you at the end and leave you dead, that's good.
Well, that does happen in
Life. Python's Life of
Life
Brian.
Life of Brian.
No. The movie I was in, the punk movie. What is it?
Oh,
Ungovernable Force.
Yes.
There you go.
I get killed in that one. That's out now.
Cool.
I get a pipe shoved up my rear end, and that's like the death of me. They don't show it, but...
They don't show it.
Can I get a still of your face? Did they do your face while that was happening?
No.
They just
explain what happened to Steve later in the story, and you go, It's Steve's spirit guide to the bums. That's my role in that one. Yeah, so I'm going to be one of the Three Jesuses. I think this may be a rock band. I don't know much more. I told them, please send me information on this.
Okay.
So I'll let you guys know more about it.
I can be in the backup band for sure.
Yeah, maybe we'll find a spot for you guys.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
I'll get everyone in on it.
Oh, the band can come on the show. The Three Jesuses.
Oh, we'll actually have to play something, right?
Did he actually just speak?
I did.
Say that again.
Have the band on the show.
Listen to that voice.
Yeah, what are you, is your thing cleared up?
No.
Patchouli, is your thing cleared up?
No, I had a throat lozenge.
Oh, there it goes.
There we go.
When it's time to change, you got to rearrange who you are and what you want to be. Na 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 na
na. Na 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 na
na na na na.
These people. And the funny thing is, they're not even high.
That was Bobby Brady, my Bobby Brady impersonation.
Perfect. Perfect.
And then, I'll talk about the Tony Tony Visconti and Woody Woodmansey's show. Marie and I went to. Let's get into some music though.
Yeah.
Hey, start with some television. Marquee Moon. On MFO, 617-627-3800.
Yeah.
just making noise for the heck of it.
Unbelievable.
Well, somebody has to do something. You
know? 91.5 WMFO.
He's taking out his aggressions on the microphone. He's slapping it back and forth.
He waits until as soon as I put it on the mic. Sat there and didn't touch it for 10 minutes long.
Unbelievable.
Patchouli. Television, Marquee Moon.
It's okay. Everybody dumps on the new guy, so that's good.
He's not the new guy
anymore. I'm not the new guy anymore.
He's been here for
a while.
I'm
the old guy.
Might have to get a new guy just to do Facebook stuff for the show. I was thinking of it, unless somebody wants to commit to it.
That we need a guy for it?
Doubt it.
I didn't think we did before because it seemed like people were just on it, but now it seems like no one wants to get on it here.
I posted the link,
okay,
and I'm watching.
All right.
Instagram.
Waiting.
Twitter.
Okay, so, so then you're a Facebook girl then.
Facebook girl.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm getting a lot of...
That's your other hero, Ian.
Sarah's going to come in here in a minute and slap you, Brian, silly.
Grand Evolution? Why?
Yes.
Why is Sarah going to slap me?
Because, Suicide Girl. Facebook Girl.
Oh, yeah. That's not why I was saying that.
I know, but she's still going to come in here and she's going to slap you.
I would be dumbfounded.
That's a good superpower, slap you in the face, girl. I like that one.
Love it.
You slap you in the
face. Horrible name.
But it's a good power.
Yeah, so we saw Tony Visconti with Woody Woodmansey. Tony Visconti, producer of many Bowie albums and songs since Space Oddity, and so he basically has helped make some of these songs, and Woody Woodmansey on drums, one of the original Spiders from Mars. And they had, I forget his name, they had a lead singer that sounded great. Every song sounded great, and they did like
a lot of the 5 years.
The beginning of the 70s, Ziggy Bowie. They did like all my favorites.
What was this, sir?
Yeah.
It was at
House of Blues.
Monday.
Oh. Monday.
They called the band Holy Holy. Tony Visconti and Woody Woodmansey's Holy Holy with Glenn Gregory and Steve Norman. He must have been Glenn Gregory. He sounded great, but you know what? Hard to watch for me, this guy. Because, I mean, he was trying to act like Ziggy Stardust, but he was like an overweight bald over the hill guy.
The fat Elvis?
Yeah.
Okay.
And he was bald Bowie,
And like he was acting like all flamboyant and stuff, so it was just kind of like, ugh.
That's like a bad Elvis impersonator.
Like he came over to the guitarist. The guitarist, maybe that was Steve Norman. I don't know. I think the guy was from The Cult or something. One of the guitarists, they had a few guitarists on there.
Okay, so assuming
but I think
that,
they were all from somewhere, the whole band. They called it an all-star lineup, except for, I don't know who this Glenn Gregory was, but a great singer, sounded like Bowie, early Bowie. But he like was sticking his tongue out, like wiggling it around next to the ear of this guitarist, you know, and it's like an old man, you know. I'm just kind of like, it's not sexy or anything. That was okay for Bowie when he was, I mean, he was 100 pounds and 22 years old, you know.
Dressed up in the makeup and, androgynous thing going on.
Was the singer licking his eyebrows?
He was doing all sorts of crazy stuff. It's hard to watch. I just watched Tony, who just stood there a bassist does.
It's really hard to pull off. Bowie could pull it off. I watched the old videos. One of your favorites there of
the Hammersmith Odeon?
I think so. But, you know, Ronson's, for as much as I love Mick Ronson, I idolize him.
Right.
And he's my hero. But he had the makeup on, too. But he didn't wear it so well. He looked like a...
Oh, I thought he looked cool.
Really? Well, a little...
I like in that concert. Bowie at one point, he goes, and on guitar, Suzy Quatro. <There you go. laughs> He's like, no, he's like Mick Ronson.
That's right. Yeah.
And that's Suzy Quatro. Kind of goofing on him, you know? It's like, look at what Bowie's wearing. How can you even make jokes about him? Well, anyways, I grabbed the CD there so we can all hear what I'm talking about. This is
the song was incredible. It really
this
was.
Is Tony Visconti and Woody Woodmansey's Holy Holy. This was live in London. And yeah, they did the whole The Man Who Sold the World album, and then they did almost every other great Ziggy song
classic,
I could think of
yeah,
after that.
Yeah.
Which is great. Besides the visuals.
Let's hear it.
Right on. Here we go. MFO.
The Man Who Sold the World.
If you have an encounter with police, NASCAN wants you to know your rights. What you say to the police officer is always important. What you say can be used against you, and if you mouth off in any way, it can give them a reason to arrest you. Be respectful. If you're in a car, you must show your driver's license and registration, but in other situations, you cannot be legally arrested for refusing to identify yourself. You don't have to answer an officer's questions. Never consent to any search of yourself, your car, or your house. If you do consent to a search, it will affect your rights later in court. If the cops say they have a search warrant, ask to see it. You should always exercise your right to remain silent. You have the right to have an attorney present during any questioning. Don't interfere with or obstruct the police, because you can get arrested for that. Ask the officer if you're free to leave. Remember, you're a busy person with people to meet and perhaps a job to get to. At MassCan, we think that marijuana should be legal, taxed and regulated just like alcohol and cigarettes. But if you're under the influence of anything, leave the driving to somebody else. For more information, please visit our website at masscan.org. That's MASSCANN.ORG.
WMFO in Medford. That was Monster Magnet covering Iggy Pop. Gimme Danger. Iggy Pop playing Monday night. At
you
the
got
Orpheum.
It. Yep.
I'm going to be there.
Josh is going to be there.
Josh Holm. Is he going to be at that show?
I believe he is. Yep. Playing guitar.
Wow.
I didn't realize he was touring with them.
Yes,
I just thought he was on the album.
No, he's doing part of the tour.
I think he
like
had a lot to do with his new album, I think.
Yeah, he did.
Because he's on the cover.
Yeah.
So he must be the guitarist.
It's a collaboration.
He's the guitarist of the band.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
New album out. I think it just came out yesterday.
Yeah. I would love to be at that show. Get me tickets.
Can you
hook me up?
I had to buy mine from a scalper online. Hopefully it's a
real
deal. Yeah.
I know.
Seems legit.
Cool.
I don't know. It's okay, Sarah. Sarah's like looking at those headphones Jimmy's handing her like, what the heck? We have Grand Evolution in the house, though. They're going to be playing live soon. They're setting up. You can say hi, Sarah. Hi.
Hi, everyone.
What's going on? We'll talk more with Sarah and Grand Evolution in a little bit. And, let's play the real thing. We heard Monster Magnet doing Gimme Danger. Before that, Tony Visconti and Woody Woodmansey's Holy Holy, the man who sold the world.
Sounded good. I can't see the visual on it, though, if you said it was lost.
Right. I think I did. I just closed my eyes, and it was really good.
Okay. We'll just leave it at that.
Everyone else seemed cool. There are a lot of people on the stage. I think there were like three guitarists, weren't there?
I think so,
To make the Mick Ronson sound.
No kidding.
Three guitarists to make one Mick Ronson?
I think so.
I'll go up there and make a Mick Ronson.
Here we go.
Anthony Kaczynski was there too, and Smitty.
Oh.
And Anthony's beautiful lady.
Yes.
Yeah, you know, Double Trouble, if you listen to that CD... double CD, actually.
We'll play some later.
Fantastic.
Remind me, Jimmy.
Absolutely fantastic gem that they put out.
Right. Right. Well, here's something.
I told Tony I wish he was the opening band that night.
That would have been so cool.
I know.
Let's hear something from Iggy's, some of Iggy's new stuff, and then we'll play some Grand Evolution and get going. They're going to do a couple live songs. We'll start with a studio one, though.
Got it.
Right.
Let's do it.
Right.
Right.
New Iggy Pop. MFO 617-627-3800.
I'm gonna break into your heart. I'm gonna crawl under your skin. I'm gonna break into your heart and follow till I see. Hey!
till I get under your skin, and the wall comes tumbling down, and you finally let me in. I break into your
WMFO in Medford. It is a crash course for the ravers. That was Grand Evolution, Suicide Girl, from their album The Recovery. And here they are.
Woo! Woo!
Yay!
What's happening, guys? Hey, Sarah.
Hey.
Who are your other guys? Let's introduce them.
We've got Greg on bass.
Woo!
And
hi, Greg.
Scott on the cajon.
What's going on, Greg?
Hey, Scott.
Okay, you guys ready?
Let's talk a little bit. Where are you guys from, anyway?
Well, we used to be from Worcester, but I think now we're from Providence. Mm-hmm.
You guys are all living in Providence?
That's kind of the
close enough.
Yeah. So you Rhode Islanders? Get out of here! No. No, we welcome all New Englanders and actually national acts. I just seems like the locals are easier to get for me, but we love it all anyways. Suicide Girls, awesome.
Thank you.
What do you have for us next? You want to play something for us?
We're going to play one off of our 2010 release, The Recovery. It's called Days Go By.
Right on. Ready when you are.
All right. Here we go. Ready?
One, two, three, four.
don't feel like I used to. I don't feel like I used to.
Good stuff, guys. Days Go By, Grand Evolution. I like it, I like it. Upcoming shows. Where have you played? How long have you guys been around?
Oh my gosh, I think this lineup has been around since...
2010. And you put out an album your first year together? The Recovery?
Oh, we put out albums years ago. all the way back to 2002. When we probably shouldn't have been putting out albums.
Well, you just said that you've been together from...
This lineup.
Yep. Gotcha. Where have you been playing? Having recent great gigs? Or?
We haven't done a show since last August, I don't think. We've been looking for a lead guitar player. We've been doing some trio acoustic shows.
Jimmy's eyes just went up. Is that what's going on, Jimmy? Is that what's behind the...
We've been having good luck.
I might lose a scraper. He doesn't want to.
Come on, take a mic.
I'm sorry. What was that, Sarah?
We've been having some good shows in Milford.
Okay. Do you want to announce you guys are looking for a guitarist?
Sure, yeah.
Yeah.
Contact us if you want to audition. We're easy to find.
Grand Evolution, looking for a guitarist. So how are you going to do these shows? You have shows coming up, 428, The Cove.
We can rock electric as a three-piece, and we have all of our backing tracks from our previous three releases.
Right.
So
I'd go and see what you guys are doing right now. It's really good, yeah.
Thanks, man.
The three-piece is fun, too, because it gives us a little more space to kind of spread out and do more with our parts.
Sure, I like it. Yeah, so who needs a guitarist?
Yeah, right, exactly.
I mean, Sarah is playing, don't get me wrong. You play well enough.
Greg should play lead, but no, we need him on bass.
Are you a good guitar player, Greg? He's on bass right now.
I've been playing for, probably about 18 minutes.
I've been playing with a guitar for 35 years, but I'm awesome. Still just playing with a guitar. I'm not a guitarist. right on. What do you have for us next? Let's play something from a CD.
Yeah, sure.
What's Wake Me?
Wake Me is our most recent release.
Fall of 2015.
Yeah, and it was something that we wanted to do for a couple of reasons, some personal, some not so personal. But we did make a video for it, and the video for it is not exactly a match for the song concept necessarily, but it's a very important video, and you should check it out.
All right, thanks, brother. So, okay, this one's Wake Me. On MFO. If you got a question for these guys, 617-627-3800. 91.5. Oh, I'm not going to do the ID. You are, Sarah.
Ah.
That was Grand Evolution with Wake Me, and I have them here in the studio, and they're going to sing a wonderful song for you. But first, Sarah wants to tell you what you are listening to.
This is Sarah from Grand Evolution, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Right on. You want to hit it?
Let's hit it.
Hit it.